The following is an exclusive presentation of the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
You know, we need the right Christmas music to start out Pregame Live today. That's not bad. At least it matches the Cougars' color scheme.
Happy holidays.
I'm not sure that's going to work. I'm not sure a lot of people on the BYU basketball team are really happy right now during the holidays. I think we got it. Bingo. Cougar basketball fans have given their heart to this BYU basketball team, but they feel like they're getting no love in return. I'm Cleon Wall. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live. What a difficult game to watch yesterday between BYU and Harvard. It's almost like a broken record for this team. When BYU plays away from home, they get out to slow starts, then they have to make a comeback, and eventually it falls short. At least yesterday's game, BYU actually had a lead at one point, but defense in the end was their undoing. Listen, no one expected BYU to be playing this morning. I don't think anyone expected them to lose to a 3-6 Harvard team. Not even the players. Just listen to Kyle Davis after the game yesterday afternoon. You can listen to his words. But I would say more importantly, you should listen to the tone of his voice.
Yeah, it was just a tough game in the sense that we just couldn't quite close it out. We made a great run to overcome that deficit that we were in, and then just couldn't make a play down the stretch to win it.
The last play with which you were involved came as you were trying to get the seal, and the hook pass came into you just a little wide for you.
No, it was a good pass. I just didn't squeeze it in, and unfortunately it went out of bounds on me.
He was demoralized. I mean, I would probably say every guy in the locker room was demoralized. If it was me, I'd be devastated too. You know you're better than this team, and you end up with a loss. This is coming from a guy, meaning Kyle Davis, who scored 23 points and had 16 rebounds in the game and had to try and battle some of the big guys inside. Kyle is probably thinking, listen, I didn't sign up for this when I decided to transfer from Utah State to come to BYU. I expected a fast-paced offense, and I expected to win. Unfortunately, this seems to be a recurring theme.
I mean, these losses just sting, and we have a couple of them this season that just hurt, ones that we can win, and we should have won if we had played better. So I think the good thing is we got a quick turnaround, and we play New Mexico tomorrow, and it'd be good to get back on track with that one.
Is it really good to have a quick turnaround? I mean, I totally get it. I would think the same thing, too. Oh, man, we had a bad game. Let's get back out on the court. Let's fix this, and let's go out and get a W. But it seems like BYU is making the same mistakes over and over again, and it's proven what I'm saying there, it's proven in what Dave Rose had to say after yesterday's game.
You know, it almost makes you wonder why you put a scouting report together, because it's not that they're doing something different. I mean, it's the same, you know, guys that we watch on film and the report that we have, and you know, the guys are drivers and some guys are shooters and some guys are screeners, and you know, it seems to come into a tough spot.
Let me play that first little portion again.
You know, it almost makes you wonder why you put a scouting report together.
Are guys not paying attention to the scouting report? Are they, what are they doing with it? I mean, that's what I take away from it, and that's not a good thing. Maybe it's the young guys we're talking about. Maybe it's the young guys that were playing. They're not paying attention, or something else. Maybe it's part of that. Maybe it's part of the veterans. Listen, they're either one of three things, either ignoring the scouting report to do their own thing, forgetting what they're supposed to do, maybe because of youth and experience, or maybe a little bit of both. big men for BYU had a tough time handling the Harvard big men down low, but I also noticed they had a tough time handling some of the mobile big guys outside. They took wrong angles, positions of the game. You'd think that'd be part of the scouting report. If you believe Coach Rose, some of the players are not getting it. He will either have to bench guys or live with the consequences, and or maybe they figure something out. I don't think he's trying to throw any of his players under the bus. Rose has admitted when he's made mistakes in the past. He just needs to get guys to wake up on this team. Take, for example, what Kyle Davis said about what the coach said after yesterday's game.
You know, Coach just talked about how we need to find a way to know our identity, to figure out how to start games better and not get in that deficit. And, you know, I think I can speak for the team when I say we're glad that there's a game tomorrow. We want to play again. It just leaves such a bad taste in your mouth, and the only way to right that is to get a win.
Cougars 7-4 on the season, which means they're about a third of the way into the season, actually a little over a third of the way into the season, and he says that they're still trying to find their identity. I think the team knows that they're better than this. I think everyone knows that they're better than this. A win would help, but would it really truly help them find their identity? Let me just take a look at the box score from yesterday. We've talked ad nauseum about Chase Fisher and how streaky of a shooter he is. Yesterday, 0 for 5 from the field, 4 for 7 from the free throw line. He also airballed the potential game-winning shot, which I'm not sure should have been going to him in the first place. Nick Emery, he's a freshman. You know, he can be dynamic. He provides some exciting plays, but he also makes bad decisions. Just take an offensive rebound that he got that he pulled out and tried to shoot a three-pointer with just over a little over a minute left to go in the game when he could have, you know, milked quite a bit of clock in that situation. Kyle Collinsworth, he actually had on paper for the most part a really good game. He had 23 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and then you see the 7 turnovers. That's something that we've seen from Kyle quite a bit this year. Kyle Davis, who we talked about, 23 points, 16 rebounds. He also had 3 turnovers. Okay at the free throw line, 3 of 5. Zach Seljaas actually played a pretty decent game. He had 8 points in the game. Not as dynamic maybe than in the past few games, but they also went with a small lineup quite a bit, and he picked up 5 fouls and didn't even get to play in overtime. And then I'll go to Jamal Eights last. It was nice to see Jamal play again, and you could see glimpses of what he can bring to this team. But he also looked a little rusty at times, and at times he also looked a little lost on defense. He ended up with 6 points in the game and only 1 rebound. This poor BYU basketball team, they're going through a roller coaster of emotions right now. Can you really enjoy paradise when all you've been thinking after yesterday's game is, how did it come to this? How can we overcome this? Did the Cougars even sleep well last night? Will they be ready to play this morning? I mean, the game tips at 9:30 in the morning, Hawaii time. The one guy who may have a short memory is Kyle Collinsworth. The guy just goes out and plays, but sometimes you wonder if he doesn't focus enough, and I'm talking about the turnovers.
If you had a magic wand, you could fix one specific thing about this team, what would be the thing that you think would help him the most?
Well, I think that just execution would.
Yeah, execution. The reason why these guys come to play for Coach Rose is the up-tempo style and offensive freedom, but Coach Rose basically says that they're not executing right now. Should Dave take that freedom away from them and, you know, have a little bit more deliberate style? Should he reduce minutes? Plenty of young guys that want to play, but there's probably a reason why they haven't played yet. This morning, the Cougars play New Mexico in a very winnable game. I'm not saying the Lobos are a pushover, not by far margin, especially after what we saw yesterday from BYU when they played a 3-6 Harvard team, now 4-6. But this team is a team BYU can beat. They lost to Auburn yesterday, 83-78.
Got to watch a little bit of their game before our game tonight. And then, again, they got really good guards, you know, a couple guards who can really score the ball. So hopefully we can compete well on the front line and that our guards will be ready for another big challenge.
Yesterday's game, Elijah Brown scored 20 of his game-high 33 points in the first half for the Lobos. Cullen Neal had 21 points. Tim Williams had 10 points, and those are your three main scorers on the season. It'll be interesting to see how the Cougars try to contain that trio of guards, because the scouting report BYU received on New Mexico was crafted a few days ago, was probably instituted after last night's game when BYU was so down. Do the Cougars have the heart and head to turn things around? because they definitely have the skill. Today could be BYU's defining moment of the season. Will they rebound, or will we see a schizophrenic team the rest of the season? We'll talk with Mark Durant about that next on Cougar Pregame Live. You are listening to the New Skin Cougar, IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah. Connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Balls with right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
And joining me now from the Stan Sheriff Center in Honolulu is color analyst Mark Durant. Mark, I'm a little jealous still. I woke up to another 2 inches of snow this morning, and you could have gone for a swim in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, the sun was pretty bright in my eyes this morning. That was kind of hard, but otherwise... You know, it's a great place to be. Obviously, it wasn't a great result yesterday, but, man, if you're going to lose, it's good to lose in Hawaii, and at least for, as a broadcaster. So I'm not too down about it. I mean, it's rough. It's a rough time for these guys. It's not a happy time amongst the team, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes, and we'll see how this team can bounce back and what they've got, if they can find a groove here somehow and get going a little bit. I think there's a lot of talent on this team, but right now it's just, you know, there's clearly something off, and you just need to keep working, trying to find it, and you know it can turn around quickly. I remember last year, Cleon, you know, it looked like BYU was you know, they dropped a couple games they shouldn't have. You wondered if they could even make the tournament, and then they went on a long win streak. You beat Gonzaga up there, and you go to the tournament. So things could change really quickly, but no, there's no sugarcoating it. It was a tough game, a game they certainly should have won, you would think, against Harvard, a 3-6 team. And so, you know, it's rough, but the good thing about tournaments is you have a game the next day, and it's a chance to play against a good New Mexico team. And if you win this game, everything is a lot brighter, and everything's looking up. But the downside is you lose another one, and then, you know, it's a difficult time and a dangerous time, because when things aren't going your way, they tend to snowball a little bit, and you get cracks and fissures, and, you know, it just – losing's a bad deal, Cleon. You want to avoid it as much as possible. And so BYU, a great chance to get back on the right side of things and get the momentum going the right direction.
I think in the movie The Natural, they said losing is a disease, and then they named off several diseases in that movie. How troublesome?
But curable.
but curable, exactly. How troublesome is it to hear Coach Rose say he wonders why they even drop a scouting report, or that one thing he would like from this team is execution? I mean, we're 11 games into the season. I would think that's a pretty troubling thing to be saying right now.
It is. I think the coaching staff was frustrated. You could tell. You played some of Coach Rose's comments, you know, how they start the game. Listen, coaches spend all night and all day coming up with scouting reports, and you get these, you know, 10 pages of stuff on each guy and what they like to do, and then have it kind of go out the window the first 5 minutes and you're down big. That's frustrating for a coach. I mean, they're like, what do I have to do to get this into your head and get you guys ready? But it's not just on the player. I mean, maybe it's on the coaches too. I don't know. I know, though, that in critical times, BYU is not executing well. You talk about the end of regulation and the end of overtime last night. They were right where they needed to be. They were up four just a couple minutes. All you have to do is execute, be smart. That last shot in regulation, I happen to know that wasn't the play they called. And maybe if you run the play, you get that bucket. Maybe not, but at least, you know, you've executed. You've done what the coach has asked you to do. And they know. They know the play. They know what will work and where to go to get the ball put you in the right position to have the best chance to win. And when players kind of do their own thing, that's frustrating to a lot of people. Now, maybe it works out, but I tend to go with, let's do what the coach says. I mean, that was always ingrained in me. I'm going to listen to the coach and not deviate from what they say. Anyway, I mean, we can throw around blame to different people, but the fact is it's not getting done. They're not executing well. Maybe the coaches can do better. Maybe the players can do better. But it certainly is frustrating when those kind of things happen. And, you know, when you win games, those kind of things all kind of get swept under the rug and everybody's happy. But certainly the spotlight comes on you, whether you're a player or a coach, when you start losing games, especially games like Harvard. I mean, Harvard, Cleon, has been an NCAA tournament team. They got a good coach. They've been very good. And clearly, you know, they had a really good inside player last night. They shot the heck out of the ball from the three-point line, which is a little bit abnormal for them. But, you know, it's not like they're the worst team in the world, but I think a team that people would expect BYU to beat, and just didn't get it done.
You know, a coach can only do so much to get his team going. One of them is, you know, putting the right people in at the right time and giving minutes to different people. And the other one is maybe controlling the team a little bit more, especially when it comes to the offensive end. When I think about it, I don't think Dave's going to change his offense all that much. I would think that he's going to still let them be free-flowing and make the decisions that they want to make. But I would say, if it were me to guess, I would say Dave's probably going to try and curtail minutes if people aren't playing that well. What do you have to say about that?
I think you'd be committing malpractice as a coach if you kept playing a guy that wasn't playing well. I mean, but, you know, offensively, BYU's fine. I mean, they scored 82 points against a team, Harvard, that prides themselves on their defense. I mean, teams score 40 and 50 points against Harvard. So BYU's, you know, it's not a problem getting buckets. You know, Chase Fisher missed his threes, but BYU scored plenty of points to win that game. That wasn't the issue. I mean, I think the glaring issue is defense for BYU. I guess I don't know what the answer is. I mean, my view is they'd probably be better suited playing more zone than they do man. They seem to come out in a man, and they get taken advantage of early, and they get down and fight back in. And, you know, people say, well, you can't play the zone. I mean, Harvard made all those three-pointers against BYU. You can't play the zone. I don't buy that argument. I mean, yeah, the zone has some weaknesses, but it depends on what zone you play. And you can play a zone that gets out on shooters. And I would argue that a lot of times if you're playing one-on-one and you're getting beat and guys are having to help, that leaves three-point shooters even more open. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, again, Dave Rose has been doing this all his life. He's got a good coaching staff. I'm not worried about that. But, you know, I think something has to change defensively. You maybe reexamine what you're doing and what your personnel is. And maybe that's one of the reasons you make a change in personnel, not about whether guys score or not, but whether or not they can play defense. I think there's some guys that are liabilities out there on the floor defensively. And maybe even initially, you start a different guy to start the game, so defensively you're strong. And then you bring in the guy that's a great shooter, and maybe a little bit of a liability defensively when the game's going and I'm just stammering along here because I'm looking for answers just like everybody else, Cleon. But clearly things have to change, whether it's personnel, scheme. I mean, when you start losing games, everything's on the table, and you need to reexamine everything. And I think that's what they're doing. I think we'll see some changes today. Well, one of those is I think Nate Austin's going to start in this game. And you wonder, well, why Nate Austin? Well, Corbin's struggling with his confidence. But more than anything, Nate is probably your best post defender and is smart and knows everything you're doing defensively inside and out. And so you're just trying to get off to a better start, and you don't need his scoring, but you need to stop the other team, which has been the problem for BYU. So they're already doing different things, and we'll continue to do things, try and find the right mix and the right scheme, and try and find an answer. I mean, that's all you can do.
Would you also play Jordan Chapman a little bit more, maybe because he could possibly play a little bit better defense on the perimeter?
Yes, I would play Jordan Chapman. I like Jordan. He is a good defender. He's athletic, and he's shown me some real signs of spark offensively. I mean, he had a play last night in transition, just blew by his man, took it to the hoop, and scored it. It was beautiful, a real quickness, and he's a dynamic player. And, you know, his only drawback is he's younger, so he's still trying to learn where he needs to be and when he needs to help and the scheme defensively. But as far as being an individual defender, I think he's one of your better defenders.
Mark Durant joining us live from Honolulu as BYU gets ready to play New Mexico today. You may have already answered this question, but I wonder if BYU needs a vocal leader on this team. I'm not sure that's Kyle Collinsworth. I would put the name forward, Nate Austin, and Nate's now getting the start today.
Well, I don't know that it's not Kyle. I don't know who it is. I'm not much for vocal leaders. I don't need a guy getting in my face as a player. I want a guy just to go out and really play really super hard. If I see Kyle getting after it and diving on the floor, and I'm not saying he doesn't do that, but I mean that's what would motivate me as a player. Here's Kyle. One of the better players in the country, Mr. Triple-Double, all that senior. And he has given everything he has. If I'm a younger guy, man, you don't think I'm going to go out and play hard? Vocal leaders are a dime a dozen in my book. I want a real leader. And a real leader, to me, is someone that is going to give everything and show me how to do it. Show me the way to do it. And I think that's what I would respond to. Now, people are different. Who knows what the question is leadership-wise. But I think Kyle's a good leader. I think they have good leadership. I don't know that that's the issue. I don't know what the answer – I just want guys to play hard. And what frustrated me about yesterday was I don't think they did play hard the first 5 minutes. And the reason I know they didn't play as hard as they could, because then they started playing as hard as they could. And they got back in the game. So – there was clearly a difference between how they were playing at the start and how they were playing, 8-9 minutes in when they started getting going, when their back was against the wall. Start with your back against the wall. Come out with that attitude like, we're down 20. We need to go right up the bat and we need to play hard. And they certainly can play hard. We've obviously seen that, and at times they've been very good, but they need to come out with that same attitude.
Okay, things I've took from that last few statements that you made. Number one, if I'm ever going to see you again, and I will, but I won't get in your face and try and be a leader because you want to see what's going to happen. And number two.
No, I would like to see what would happen if you did get in my face. That would be interesting.
That would mean I'd have to be on a chair. Let me just say that, ladies and gentlemen. And the second thing is, I think Mark's going to broadcast with his back against the wall today. Good luck in the broadcast today, Mark.
Listen, Greg and I always bring it, man. We're ready to go.
And I expect no less at all. Congrats, good luck, and enjoy Christmas, too. We'll talk to you again on Christmas Day, okay?
Enjoy the snow back there, Cleon.
I will. I'll shovel some for you.
That's See you.
That's Mark Durant joining us live from the Stan Sheriff Center as we get ready for BYU and New Mexico here on Cougar Pregame Live. Break time here on Cougar Pregame Live. When we come back, I'll give you the hot and cold feature by Carrier, and also the one thing I'm going to be watching for in this game, and a couple of scores, too. That's all coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it. Whew.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three.
Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot, Kyle Davis and Jamal H. The two big guys down low actually played pretty well. Jamal H. 3-for-6 from the field for 6 points. Also played 20 minutes, a lot more than I thought he would play in the game. Cold, Chase Fisher, Nick Emery. They scored a total of 17 points between the two of them, but only on 5 of 17 shooting. One thing I'll be watching for in this game, Chase Fisher's minutes, not just his shooting, but his minutes. That's going to do it for Cougar Pre. Game Live. We got the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company. Your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Stan Sheriff Center on the campus of the University of Hawaii in Honolulu for BYU's second game of the 2015 Hawaiian Airlines Diamondhead Classic today. It's a consolation bracket game between two old conference mates, BYU and New Mexico, meeting after both teams suffered heartbreaking losses on Tuesday. The Cougs fell by 3 in overtime against Harvard. The Lobos lost by 5 against Auburn after giving up a second-half lead. I'm Greg Wrubell with your play-by-play call today, joined courtside by former Cougar hoopster, my longtime broadcast partner, Mark Durant. And Mark, in a season peppered with some disappointing setbacks already, yesterday's game was perhaps the toughest to swallow. A neutral floor, 3-6 team with a loss to Holy Cross on its record, and BYU finds itself down 19-3 to start that game. Yet the Cougars recovered, but in the end, a pair of late four-point leads were not large enough. Three-point shooting, free-throw shooting, rebounding kind of conspired to let BYU down a bit, and Harvard comes back to prevail in overtime.
Yeah, that was a tough one, Greg. I mean, that was a punch in the gut and to start the way they did. But then you come back, you have a chance. You're right where you need to be, both in regulation and overtime, and to have it slip away. I mean, that was a tough one. That's certainly a game I think BYU should have had, and they didn't get it done. And it has been – there has been some disappointments. I mean, we had lofty expectations for this team, and so far they haven't been met, Greg. But if Hollywood has taught me anything, you know, you watch these shows, these sports movies, the team always starts out and they have a lot of hard times. There are a lot of troubles, things happening, they're losing games, and then something happens, something clicks, and then they become great. And that's my hope for this team. They can find themselves and become great. And there's still a chance to be great, Greg. I mean, it could make it even more special if they can find themselves, go into conference, and maybe do something special in conference. Maybe win the conference. Why not?
Something that hasn't happened before. Winning league or winning league tourney, these things, they're still out there.
So, I mean, it's been disappointing, clearly. I mean, no one's going to sugarcoat that. But we still got a long way to go, and I believe in these guys and the coaching staff. So I think they can turn it around, and maybe it'll be one of those Hollywood endings. Who knows until we go play it. But got another game today. It's a good chance to right the ship.
Yeah, we'll see if the first page to that script gets written today here against New Mexico. Coming up after the break, you'll hear from BYU head coach Dave Rose on what he hopes is a bounce-back game against the Lobos of UNM as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues live from Honolulu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings, pure and simple.
low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh! And he throws it down.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
Purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at lesolson.com/technology.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, imgproducts.net has you covered. imgproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and New Mexico coming up. First up, some postgame honorees and notations from yesterday's loss against Harvard in overtime. The Deseret First Credit Union MVP of the game, brought to you as always by DFCU, the proud sponsor of the Deseret Duel, the Deseret First Duel. Yesterday's DFCU MVP was Kyle Davis, BYU career high 23 points along with 16 rebounds. The Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game, presented by Surf Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. And although he fouled out yesterday, Zach Selyus came off the bench for 8 points in 27 minutes, 3 of 6 in the field, made 2 threes. Honorable mention goes to Jamal Aides, who played 20 in his first game back from a sprained right ankle. And yesterday's New Skin, difference demonstrated, difference making. Stat of the game presented by New Skin, the difference demonstrated was 3-point shooting. Harvard went 11 for 22, and BYU was 3 for 13. We are back live inside the Stan Sheriff Center on the campus of the University of Hawaii. It's the first game of the second day of play at the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. BYU and New Mexico renewing a rivalry that was last contested almost 5 years ago in the 2011 Mountain West Conference Tournament. Jimmer Fredette scored a BYU record 52 points that night and helped the Cougs beat the Lobos to advance to the league tournament title tilt that year. Today, no Jimmer in sight, but we have a bunch of high-scoring guards. BYU brings Nick Emery, Kyle Collinsworth, the Lobos counter with Elijah Brown and Cullen Neal. Each team starts a double-double big man, and BYU's Kyle Davis and UNM's Tim Williams. This should be a good one, but a game that Dave Rose concedes. We talked a short time ago. The coach acknowledges, it would have looked a little better on the winner's side of the bracket.
You know, these are interesting tournaments, and you never really know how the games are going to turn out, and everybody tries to seed it, you know, and then try to, you know, figure it out. But bottom line is you got to play the game, and New Mexico played a really good game yesterday and got beat, and we played a really competitive game and ended up getting beat. So it's an early game, and both teams are kind of in the same situation, and not a lot of preparation time, but look forward to, you know, playing an old foe. You know, we haven't really played a lot of Mountain West Conference teams since we've left, and you know, Craig Neal, the head coach, was the assistant coach at the time when Steve Alford was coaching there, so it's a good team. Really athletic and really score it. Their two guards are good, and we faced two good guards yesterday, and we need to do a way better job today.
Cullen Neal and Elijah Brown combining for about 36 points a game. Do you perhaps remember the last game you played against New Mexico?
You know what I remember the last game. That was probably Jimmer's game,
yeah,
right? And hopefully we can get someone to go off for 50 tonight. But the game I really remember was the game before our last game. It was a Thursday night game, I think, in the Marriott Center, and they put it on us pretty good in that game. Then we came back, beat Wyoming, won the league, and then went down to that tournament. And that was a game Darius Garry got hurt in early in the second half. But, you know, these are this is a long time of foes. I mean, BYU's played New Mexico for years, and I don't know if we've ever played in Hawaii, but today will be a first.
When you have so little time and turnaround, what are the most important things that you need to get done with your guys?
Well, I think personnel. You can't really go over their sets and all those things, but personnel is big, where you guys understand what these guys do well, and we'll try to make them do something different. 32 in the post is really a left shoulder, right-handed guy, and these two guards. Cullen Neal is really good in transition on attack, and we got to make him take tough shots. And then Elijah, you know, it's interesting, number four, he reminds us of our Elijah that practices with us every day. Can really score, can bounce it into threes, finish at the rim, and kind of make really tough shots in the lane. So hopefully we've had some experience guarding that, and we can do a good job on him today.
Tempo-wise, you guys match each other pretty well.
Yeah, this game will be different than yesterday. They're not going to try to grind us out on possessions. They're going to come down and look for early opportunities to attack. And it'll come down to, you know, what it always comes down to, basically, is turnovers, you know, free throws and rebounds. I think those are big parts of how you're going to win this game.
From a mental standpoint, what did you want your guys to come away with from yesterday into today?
Well, the most important thing now is when you deal with disappointment, you come into the next game, you got to stay together. Everybody wants to fix this. Everyone wants to be the guy that's going to turn it around. But what we need to do is the strength of us is our team, and we got to rely on each other. We got to be confident in ourselves, but we really need to rely on each other, play together, guard together, and then execute on offense.
Kyle Davis has been, I mean, you talk about the word consistency. He's been among your most reliable guys this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, and we're going to, you know, start him off. We played Corbin and Kyle together, and Corbin's been the low post, and Kyle's been on the perimeter, but we're starting Nate tonight, and that way we can get Kyle in the low post early in the game and get him the ball and hopefully get some, you know, get off to a better start, and that's what we're going to try to do. And Kyle's been really consistent, not only on the offensive end, but rebounding the ball, and hopefully we can use him earlier in the game to help us turn our fortune around as far as how we've got off to these starts.
Yeah, and then what do you want out of Nate in his role?
Well, Nate's a guy who understands. We can play him in both spots, but he understands our system. He's got great hustle to him. We need him to rebound. That's really, really important for us, is all these missed shots early, that we don't give them second shots. We gave up four offensive rebounds to start the Central Michigan game. Offensive rebounds yesterday, which caused us problems. But hopefully we get them to miss, and then Nate can really help us take up space and grab those things.
How'd Jamal get through yesterday?
Jamal feels good. I think that he probably played more minutes than we thought he would. That front line was really, really physical, and we tried to use his physical, you know, capabilities, but we need those four guys to all play: Corbin, Jamal, Kyle, and Nate. And we need to find a rotation where they're really confident in it, and we can be consistent with it, and that'll give the rest of the guys some confidence.
All right, Coach, thank you. Good luck, and we'll talk to you postgame.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that is Dave Rose. Time now for Les Olson Company's game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage Los Lobos?
Well, we watched that Auburn-New Mexico game yesterday, Greg. I was so impressed with Elijah Bryant. Had 33 points in that game. Shot the lights out from three, and that ought to scare BYU. I mean, we've seen guys like that have a good game. So number one is contain him. Don't leave him. Make him get out of his rhythm and not knock down those open shots. And I think if you can take their best player out of the game, you have a good chance of winning this one.
All right, that'll do it for today's Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next live from Honolulu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season, and a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-288-0. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Les Olson Company has empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology for 60 years, from sharp copiers to managed IT services. To celebrate, we're bringing you our Tech A Day giveaway. We're giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days, from now until Christmas. Prizes daily, ending with our grand prize, a 60-inch sharp TV. Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson Company.
No purchase necessary to enter. Contest open to U.S. residents 18 and older. Many may enter. Few will win. Full terms and conditions at lesolson.com/technology.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar Courtside Seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good afternoon once again from the Stan Sheriff Center in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's mid-morning in the islands. First game of the day as consolation play gets underway with BYU and New Mexico. A pair of 7-4 teams are playing to get into Christmas Day's fifth place game. Today's loser will face an 8 a.m. game on Christmas Day for seventh place, 8 a.m. here in the islands. The other two teams in the loser's bracket are now Washington State and Northern Iowa. Greg Rubel, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statistician is Caitlin Rubel. Cleon Wall is our IMG Network studio host, and Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are tuned in on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our flagship radio station is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also hear us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio, Sirius XM 143 online, or on KSL.com, BYUCougars.com, BYURadio.org. There are all kinds of apps to listen to us, so the TuneIn Radio app, the BYU Radio app, the KSL apps. Maybe you're in the car listening to us as you get some late Christmas shopping done. Either way, happy holidays. We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Mark, BYU has lost four games this season, and one of the common threads that ties them all together is a tendency to start slowly. The Cougars have been double-digit deficits in the first half of every loss. BYU trailed 19-3 yesterday, as mentioned. It's the kind of trend that might prompt a coach to consider a lineup change, and that's what we see today. Corbin Kafusi will come off the bench. Nate Austin will start, but Nate will go to the four, and KD drops down low to the five.
Obviously, one of the glaring problems for BYU is the way they're starting. And I think you go to Nate Austin because he's a good interior defender, knows all what you're trying to do defensively. And most importantly, Greg, Coach Rose knows exactly what he's going to get from Nate Austin. And I think he values that. He values knowing this guy's going to give me what I think he's going to give me, and there's not a lot of question marks with him. Maybe it's not what a lot of fans would want. He's not a great scorer, obviously, but Coach Rose knows what Nate Austin can do for him, and coaches value that. I mean, you're the kind of the coach of our broadcast, and you're kind of a strict yeller, disciplinarian type. So I know I better do what you tell me to do. And I think over the years you've learned that you know me and you can count on me. And that's a lot of value to a coach. Now, sometimes there's players that are so good that you just put them out there because you need them out there. But coaches, I think, put a priority on trust. They can trust this player, and they're going to do what I expect them to do. And I think that's part of the change. Coach Rose is looking for guys that he knows he can count on at a situation like this.
And I never have to yell at Mark. Coming up, our preview of the Cougars in New Mexico continues on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna? Of course. Mint brownies? Booyah. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
I'm Greg Grubel here, and like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the rim goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off balance, tucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, to BYU and New Mexico coming up just after the bottom of the hour. Both teams are coming off Tuesday losses to Harvard and Auburn, respectively. I talked a short time ago with the play-by-play voice of the Lobos, Robert Portnoy, about his team's game yesterday and how they come into today's game against BYU.
The Lobos competed really well, Greg, and that was a very athletic Auburn team, probably as athletic as the Lobos have seen up to this point in the season, but not too deep into the bench yesterday for New Mexico. Yep. That was interesting. Coach Steele told us that he just didn't feel like some of his younger guys, his true freshmen, were necessarily ready to be thrown into that cauldron, so that's why the starters played so many minutes. I expect to see the Lobos go much deeper under the bench today.
Yeah, very few bench minutes and very few bench points out of your guys yesterday.
And that's been typical this season. Coach Neal has been searching for bench production. It has been sporadic, very much hit and miss. We'll see if somebody can step up today.
Now, when Cullen Neal and Elijah Brown go off the way they do, that's not necessarily atypical. They basically get that from those guys.
That's true, and it's interesting. You know, when they're scoring a lot, obviously that's good, but sometimes maybe not enough post touches for Tim Williams, and I think that's something to look for today. If they can get Tim Williams involved on the block early in the game, he was very quiet in the first half yesterday, and I think too quiet.
the way the game went yesterday is New Mexico played very well. I don't think there was any hangover from the Rice loss the way that happened. Do you?
Agreed. They looked like they had very good energy at the start. It was a difficult trip out here for New Mexico. They had a four-hour delay going through San Francisco. They did not get on the court their first day here on the island. So they only had one practice day of preparation to get ready for Auburn, and I thought they came out great.
With the league play just about to get underway, where do you think New Mexico's pacing to end up in the Mountain West?
We weren't sure going into the season. Coach Neal said he was very happy that they were picked sixth by the media. He said, I'd love that every year. But they're not going to fly under the radar at this point. They've shown too much here in the non-conference schedule. I think it's better than expected. I think the Lobos are one of the top three or four teams in the league for sure.
Lobos travel very well, always. And even yesterday here in the islands, they made themselves heard.
No question about it. It's so fun to see the cherry and silver wherever New Mexico plays. And, you know, they talk about, Thomas and Mack being Pitt West for New Mexico fans. Well, this is Pitt Far West.
It's been almost 6 years since BYU New Mexico played. It doesn't feel that long to me personally. What does it mean when BYU pops up on the schedule again?
Oh, it's incredible. And we were just talking about the fact that that last meeting in the tournament where Jimmer went off and the great battles between these teams over the years, it's an unbelievable rivalry, and I hope somehow, some way it could be renewed.
Yeah. What do you think New Mexico's coaches are expecting out of today's game with BYU?
Very tough battle, of course. They know that Coach Rose always has a terrific team, and it's a very well-coached team. Whenever you see BYU, you guys are experienced, obviously. They know both your backcourt and your frontcourt very well. I think it's going to be a terrific battle, and it'll be a lot of fun to see the way it plays out.
I kind of hoped that BYU and New Mexico would face each other in the second day. I thought it would be on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah, everybody did. It's funny. We were talking with Northern Iowa staff before the tournament even started. Hey, let's work it out so we can face off again the last day in the championship game, because the Lobos already played them earlier this year. But great to face an old Mountain West foe. Do wish it was in the winner's bracket.
Well, good talking to you. Thanks for the preview, and have a good call today.
Thanks a lot, Greg. Same to you.
All right, that's New Mexico broadcaster Robert Portnoy. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up live from Honolulu on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down like Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
It starts with a and soon it's you go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell at courtside.
All right, the BYU New Mexico coming up here at the Stan Sheriff Center. Mark, it's a recurring theme, not to get too meteorological, everybody, but Chase Fisher is both a barometer and a lightning rod. When he's on, BYU's usually winning, and when he's not, it's hard for the Cougs. Yesterday's game's the latest example as he went scoreless from the field, missed three free throws. Tough day for Chase, and BYU needs good days from Chase to have luck in tournaments like this.
The problem is when he's good, he's so very good, and you see how good the team is when he does play well, but it's certainly a problem. I don't know the answer, but maybe give a guy like Zach Selyus more minutes. So you're not so reliant on Chase Fisher having a good game. Have other guys be more of contributors. I think that's the hope for this team.
All right, time for a final break. Closing segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim! Oh! And he throws it down with a bomb!
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, time for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, brought to you by Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem and Mountain View Hospital in Payson. Proud to take care of athletes of all ages, not bigger, just better. Injury report clean today. Jamal Lates back from that right ankle sprain, played 20 minutes yesterday. Tip-off is next. This has been the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.